Republican Senator Mary Lazick is the author of the six-bill package. She says it's a response to irregularities that took place during the controversial recount in a 2011 Racine Senate race between Democrat John Lehman and Republican Van Wongard. Lazick says bags of ballots were delivered already opened, and many of the ballots proved hard to verify from the poll lists.
There were people that were very dissatisfied during that Racine recount, trying to understand what went on during that election process and who was in charge. So what this does is provide a better administration, more accountability.
The most controversial bill in the package would require poll workers to record the details of identification documents voters provide if they register at the polls on the day of the election. Senator Lazick says law enforcement has asked for this change so they can track down people who try to vote illegally.
They come to us and say, we don't have the information we need to follow up and prosecute or investigate fraud, and that must be there so that, in essence, the process is open to fraud. It's open to voter suppression by those that can vote twice.
But Scott Fovell of People for the American Way says voter fraud is not a threat to the election process.
There has not been enough evidence, real evidence, produced anywhere around the country that voter ID fraud is a problem.
Fovell says stricter ID rules will discourage elderly and minority voters who lack conventional identification from casting their ballots. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.